the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started into hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come.
It's Thursday, November 6th, 2014, and this is Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
I'm Eric.
And I am Ted.
And Teddy.
What?
It's time to just hit that play button for me right there,
no,
if you could please.
No. Do we really have to listen to this?
Yes, yes, you do, good sir, if you do not mind. Just go ahead and hit that button one time, please.
All right.
Miami has the Dolphins, the
greatest. That's right, baby. I called it.
Oh, God.
Soak it up.
We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl. Cause Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins.
Eric.
Miami Dolphins number
Eric.
One.
Eric.
What? Hey.
No.
I lost audio.
No. Listen. You know when a player celebrates a garbage time touchdown or a sack when they're down by like 30 and blows his knee up?
Of course.
Okay, we always say, what an ass.
Act
like you've been there before.
Yep.
You sound like an ass. Act like you've been there.
Yeah. Not this time, buddy. You're not going to be able to bring me down on this one. San Diego Chargers got throttled. I called it. I said it. You. That's right. Run it. Run it again. That's right.
Miami Dolphins number one. No. Forget it.
All right.
I'm not listening to you. All right. Forget it, buddy.
Did you cut my mic out? Hey.
No.
Dude, I can't hear myself.
Quiet.
Back. No.
Are you done?
All right, fine.
Are you done?
Let's go.
Are you done?
Let's go. It's back to business. Let's go.
All right? Yeah, we're back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good.
Okay.
All right, good.
No! Cut it out! No! No! No, hold on. All right. Get this. You know what? Eric and I will be back on in just a minute. Oh, you... No, get it off your phone. Get it off your phone, quick.
Fine. You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Are you done now?
Yeah.
Are you ready to get started?
I am, ladies and gentlemen, and unwashed masses. Welcome back to Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social after Eric's brief bit of hysteria related to the...
You call it hysteria, I call it passion.
Well, then let's start right there. We just played Best Is Yet to Come on the way in. Is the best yet to come from the Dolphins? Oh, you still have them at 8-8?
No, of course not. A little bit more optimism for my team.
Okay, what's a good season for a Dolphins fan right now?
You know, they're just one play, one fake spike away from being tied with the Patriots.
No, they wouldn't be tied. They would be ahead of the Patriots.
Oh, because because we beat the Patriots. So that's right.
Okay, so then question. As a Dolphins fan, what is a successful conclusion to this season for you? Understand that with the Patriots, the only successful conclusion the Patriots can have is by winning the Super Bowl again.
All right, I'll put it to you this way.
God.
It's either better for you to lose out the rest of the season, straight lose every single game.
Okay.
Or go out and get 6 more wins.
So you have them getting 12 wins.
They got to go 6-2 the rest of the way.
So you have, 11 wins, right? Yeah.
That's what it's going to take to get into the playoffs.
Who are the playoff teams in the AFC right this minute?
Well, Broncos, Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on. Can I interject something right here? I think you owe a certain philanderer an apology.
Philanderer?
I wasn't going to call him anything, more harsh.
You're going to have to.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, Big Ben, Big Ben threw 6 touchdown passes, and you were less than impressed.
No, yeah.
You weren't impressed.
I couldn't be less impressed.
Okay.
Eric is less than impressed.
Okay, then $64,000 question, or more appropriately, the 6 touchdown question is,
how about 2 weeks in a row throwing six touchdowns? The only guy in NFL history, including Otto Graham, who has thrown for six touchdowns in two consecutive games.
Wow.
Really? That's all you have? On Big Ben throws 12 touchdowns in 2 weeks, and that's what you got?
Yeah, and he still doesn't have the amount of touchdowns Andrew Luck has.
See, you know...
And by the way, he's on a bye this week, Andrew Luck is. So I get to benefit from having Mr. Roethlisberger on as my
starting
quarterback.
Hold on. Put the brakes on.
I've had him all year, all year long.
Put the brakes on here. Wait,
on my bench.
Okay. So your most loathed player in the entire NFL is perfectly comfortable. You're perfectly comfortable having him on your fantasy team in your roster.
Well, you see, I think about everything. Okay? Everything.
That's a lie, but go ahead, keep going.
I did that specifically so he would see no more than one game the entire season. While almost every other league has him starting every game, I keep him
really,
on the
people
bench.
Have him starting every
yes,
game?
Yes, I keep him on the bench. I make sure I hold him down.
No, you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
You're another one of Roethlisberger's victims. He has totally captivated you. He's roofied you.
No,
he has.
I am
you.
Not captivated. I am less than enthralled.
No, you know what? I'm going to go as far as to say I think you actually like Roethlisberger more than Joe Flacco.
That's not. No, nobody's better than Joe.
Nobody
Flacco.
Is better.
Remember
than,
that.
Or his brother Tony. when Joe Flacco's older brother Tony throws a touchdown in the third quarter, we're going to blow up this cow. one day we're going to interview, I swear to God, you and I, someday, we got to try to interview Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Maybe when, 10 years down the road, he's done with his football career.
He's going to own a chain of Dairy Queens in the South, a whole like 50 of them.
I won't be a part of that dairy monarchy.
No, you won't. You won't.
I want
That's
no
it.
Part of that.
No. Okay, well, we live in
so,
democracy
all right, so forget
here, so
about
that.
Just real about our love of Joe, all things Flacco. The Roethlisberger throwing the 12 touchdown passes. Forget about the most boring thing in the world, your fantasy team. You're not impressed by a guy who just threw a dozen touchdowns. Like, Babe Laufenberg never threw a dozen touchdowns in a season.
Next week, he could very well throw, and especially see now I'm starting him. He's probably going to throw for 127, three picks, and one touchdown.
How do you refute what Big Ben has done this year? You simply can't. You have to give him some credit for this.
Good for him. He's a marginally good quarterback.
All right. What else happened in this week, then? We're talking about, is the best yet to come? Is the best yet to come from Ben Roethlisberger, or we've just seen?
Well,
because
I'm starting him this week.
All right, enough about your fantasy.
No,
team.
This is the end of it. You're not going to see him have a six touchdown.
Oh,
it's not going to happen.
So you know what? That would be so cool if you got screwed.
Oh, I'm going to. I fully expect
Big
to
Ben,
get.
He's looking at you across the bar.
He's winking at me.
Have one of your friends distract you for a second while he throws a roofie in your drink, and Roethlisberger is on your starting team.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Either way, I'm screwed?
Either way. You're fudged. So I think another one of the massive stories of this week, I'm going to have to give you your due.
Okay, go ahead, because I was going to stop you, but I heard your due, so
I'm
going
to have
it.
To give you your due. First of all, I don't think I'm alone when I picked the Chargers to win this game. That's the way the Chargers are done. So I want to just defend my pick of picking the Chargers by double digits.
Even
I just
know they hadn't looked good the previous two games.
But you know what? They've beaten monsters this year. These guys are giant slayers so far this year. And
Well, they started the decline of the
Seahawks.
The Seahawks, yeah.
They figured out the Seahawks.
Although, they beat the Raiders, so that's something.
Boy, the Raiders
by
made
six
that
points.
Close.
Yeah,
Raiders made that close.
They're a little
Dude,
too close.
Something's rotten in Denmark over there in Seattle. Something's rotten
in
Seattle. Something's rotten in Denmark, man. I'm telling you. There's
Denmark, man.
There's an implosion, I think, headed towards Seattle. That's the only logical thing. If
I
they
don't
go
know.
On.
They're going to they're going to win next week, and they're going to win 27-3, and then nobody's going to be talking about it.
Okay, you're calling 27-3 before we get our picks in later on in the show. But all right, so going into also the best is yet to come. Is the best yet to come? From the New England Patriots. We all saw what they did last week.
Well, I guess the story goes is however Gronk goes.
Oh, no, I'm not going into that.
However Gronk goes, apparently it will be as good as Tom Brady is going to be.
All right, little now, window into what Eric's talking about here. There's always a conversation throughout all of New England, whether it's Brady success or Belichick success and what one could do without the other, blah, blah, blah. Well, that marriage or conversation seems to be bad. They've decided to fabricate, in local media, fabricate another story. Is Tom Brady only as good as he is right now because he's got Gronk, or is Gronk that good?
Well, we were talking about this earlier. Do you want to play that back?
Yeah, let's go to that clip real quick. Just give you a little insight into what Eric and I are actually talking about. When we're doing our sound check and kind of getting ready for the Ice Cream Social, we just throw the microphone on and we record because we were going to have this conversation anywhere. Yeah. And so we record, and this is actually from our sound check earlier this evening. Take a quick listen.
You know what? That's a good pitch of the ever insufferable Patriots fan. You like to show that you're never satisfied.
So the conversation being pivoting from Belichick Brady, who makes who, to Brady and Gronk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now that the Patriots are looking fantastic. Mm-hmm. Brady's looking great. The whole team's functioning as a unit.
Yep.
As you know, how these Patriots teams work. You know, if there's any stumbles, it's always at the very beginning of the year.
Or at the
very end. As Belichick is starting to feel the pieces that he has and what levels that they're at before he gets the complete team that you see run over teams year after year after year after year for the last decade plus.
Okay.
Last 13, 14 years now. But yeah, it's still the same thing. So now they're talking, well, maybe, no, it's Gronk. You know, Gronk is making Tom Brady the reason why he's performing so well.
All right.
If he didn't have Gronk, forget about it. He wouldn't be, you know, putting up anywhere near these type of numbers.
Well, here's the... Okay.
Never satisfied. That's hilarious to me.
Now, well, no, because this is important, because this is indicative of something. This is a wide-reaching thing in almost all sports media. When there's nothing to discuss, you have to fabricate controversy. This is a 24-hour cycle. Complain about something from the Patriots-Broncos game. Complain about anything from it. Go ahead. As a Patriots fan.
You can't.
Back right now with the not pre-recorded Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social, or maybe it actually is pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded.
But yeah, that was actually a little bit of Eric and I kind of pre-gaming a little bit, getting our ideas out there while we were talking.
No, don't mistake me, though. Gronkowski is fantastic when he's healthy.
Of course.
Okay, he's a huge difference maker. It doesn't matter who's throwing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, to put the cause of winning or Tom Brady's success in his hands is just silly.
Well,
we've seen over the, again, last decade, 12, 13 years, is what you do with nothing or limited resources. If Gronk wasn't there, again, he would adjust, and Belichick would adjust, and he would still get his numbers.
They got to the AFC Championship game last year without Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody good? That's it.
Right?
Conversation's over.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. But this is that, as I said earlier, this is just indicative of such a big problem with particularly sports media. One of the things that, like, remember, listen to the, what's it like in the All-Star break, no matter what, in here around Red Sox Nation? What's it like?
It's
torture.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
all right?
It is.
Like, you hear the Red Sox could be six games ahead. Hmm. Best team in baseball. Best ever. And somebody will say, oh, I'm really concerned about that third starter spot. It's killing me because I know it's going to come bite us in the ass later on this year. Now give me a scratch ticket and a Herald, you jerk. So that's there you go, Boston. It's you. So that's the thing about, like, this is a
scratcher.
give me a scratcher and a Herald. So the entire problem lies more with, does it lie more with the Patriots fans being insufferable, or is it just the culture of media?
Well, it's both, because the Patriots fans are insufferable.
Correct.
And the media is out of control.
I love a lot of people who are Patriots fans. I loathe Patriots fans.
Okay, sure. I'm not going to differentiate.
Ooh, wow. You heard that, friends of Eric, who are Patriots fans. He hates you. So as we're talking about the Patriots, what about the dismantling last week of Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos? Is the best yet to come for the Patriots? Maybe.
Well, it's again, once again, another game I called correctly.
I think, yeah, I had him edging, and you had him getting a more comfortable win.
No, no, you had it the reverser.
No, no, after had, we, when we go back.
The Broncos and, edging.
No.
Yeah.
No, of course
not. Oh, revisionist history, my friend.
So if I'm able to right now produce me saying
we have a show
Patriots
to do.
Win,
we're live here, sir. Okay. So remember,
you'll acknowledge, of course, that
remember,
if
it's
I present
Thursday,
you with the,
November 6th.
If I present you with the evidence, of course, and you're wrong.
Evidence.
Please, we've already had enough of your tantrums
anyhow,
today. Anyhow. And so.
So I predicted this one correctly.
As did I.
As I said previous. And yes.
Act like you've been there before.
Yeah. And I said, actually, the only difference, I thought there'd be a garbage touchdown. That's what I told you. I said it wasn't going to be close. That's what I said. I mean, yeah, you picked the Patriots, whatever. But I said it wasn't going to be close. I said it wasn't going to be close.
Oh, you were right, too, but you're not as right as me.
You're such a dick. We got to make sure the facts are correct here.
I said
it wasn't going to be close, but there'd be garbage time. But Manning let me down there. He didn't get me that garbage time touchdown.
The whole game was garbage time for them.
Oh, man.
You know, the thing about
what is it about it? What is it? Is it Belichick? Is it the cold weather? Is it the wind? Is it Tom Brady? Why?
Okay, we talk about these things a lot, and I think it's a culmination of a lot of factors that come in. Number one, you're right. Belichick does have a way of out-scheming this schemer who's under center. By the way, when he threw that interception to Rob Ninkovich, I'm sorry, yeah, they baited enjoyable. Him into that pass.
Yes, yes.
They actually set him up, and for as much as Chris Collinsworth sucks.
Yeah,
and,
I'm not a fan.
That guy's the best at what he does, and who am I talking about? Everybody who Chris Collinsworth talks about. He's the best at what he does in the league. He's such a putt. So with that Rob Ninkovich interception,
yeah,
he broke it down. And he showed them in the first quarter how they let them have this little out pattern. Let them have this little out pattern. And then Rob Ninkovich is there to make a pick. They baited him into it. The next part of that, you're right. Since he had to relearn how to throw the ball, he puts a lot more air under it. And there are a lot more ducks coming out of his hand. Now, is he still great? Of course he is. He's killing it. He's having the season of his lifetime.
Except when the numbers bear out what happened this past Sunday. The numbers that we talked about on Sunday morning is exactly what happened in the game and the final outcome.
And
everything that we said about the bad weather, about the Tom Brady and being the better quarterback, if you look at those stats.
Do you look
that
at
all showed right there at that game in Gillette Stadium.
After I'm thinking about the Broncos, one of the things that I can't get out of my mind is their defense acts a lot like, don't worry, Manning will put a ton of points up.
Yep.
And their defense kind of knows this. There's a history of that all season long. And all of a sudden, now you have an offense that's going to go toe-to-toe with you, and their defense broke. Peyton Manning still threw for 400 yards, looked like an ass during the first half.
Yeah, even he said that was bad football.
It was bad football. And first play of the game, delay. Why? Because he had no idea what he was looking at. That's pretty amazing. But at the same time, Tom Brady on the other side, who has no fear of the weather, he's at home, who's, what is he, 43-3 or something, or 45-3 at home.
That was a fantastic game for the Patriots. Like, I mean, it was a clinic. You know, you hear that a lot, but that was just a well-run offense. Going up against a better-than-average defense.
Mm-hmm. And shutting down the NFL's most prolific offense over the last couple of years.
Yep.
And they did shut him down.
They did.
That what was it, third and long or fourth down when Peyton Manning was going for it and he got sacked. And when was the last time you saw Peyton Manning get sacked? I'm not even kidding.
No, against, you didn't see it all in every other game this season. You didn't really see it last season, but you put him in Gillette Stadium in any type of inclement weather against, you know, the Patriots. And
if you don't know,
he starts himself.
If you're from another part of the country outside of New England, which I suspect some of you are, it was bad. It was as bad as it gets early in November. Yep. But
still, even bad isn't even that bad. We're talking about 35, 40 degree weather.
At kickoff, it was about 36 degrees, but it had a good 17-mile-an-hour
wind. It warmed up a little
bit
to 40, 45.
Okay.
Come on now.
And
Peyton, football was made to be played in the snow.
Peyton Manning
missed it.
He peed down his leg again.
Yep.
He just peed down his leg. He stood back there. He looked at Bill Belichick. He looked at Tom Brady. He looked at the Patriots.
Said you win again.
Yep.
11-5.
Yep. Tom Brady's 11-5 in the head-to-head matchups with them. Oh, we'll have another one next year, and it'll be at Denver, and it'll be in December.
The next two will be in Denver if Denver wins the
The AFC.
The AFC. Sorry. Yeah.
Now speaking of the best is yet to come, I think the worst is
the West is yet to come.
The West is yet to come. Good way to put it.
You know, all the powerhouses in the West that we're used to seeing: San Francisco, Seattle. We're talking about you.
Yep. What happened to San Francisco this week?
Oh my God, that was great, wasn't it? That was great, wasn't it? Kaepernick they couldn't get that 1 yard, could they?
Couldn't get a yard.
Nope.
Roger Craig is puking right now.
Yeah.
This is the team. This is supposed to be your Super Bowl caliber team, San Francisco. Garbage.
Well, they're below 500 now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe so, yeah. They're below 500.
So you went into this as a possible competitor to the otherworldly Seattle Seahawks.
Yep. Who is also struggling.
Who seem very worldly, don't they?
But at least they won.
Who they beat? They beat the Raiders.
That's
by
what
six,
they needed,
dude.
But that's what some teams need.
Honestly, they need to beat the Raiders. The worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
That helps.
Sometimes you need that win to continue a win streak.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Against the Raiders. When the previous week you played... The previous week they
they played Carolina, beat them 13-9.
They've won by... The last two games by a total of 10.
Yes, 10 points against two awful teams.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Fucking cut it out, dude. I swear to God. All right. Can we get some measure of control over this?
We're going to need to figure out what point it's
salvageable. Don't worry, I got it.
Sometimes all you need is that win, man.
Okay, Rocky. Holy shit. Stop. All right.
Oh, shit. I don't understand.
No, you know what? Hold on.
Ooh.
Eric and I have just had a complete and total breakdown. So, you don't see an implosion going on in Seattle right now?
Well, with the slight margin of victories and...
Total of 10 points in their last two games.
I mean...
Against Carolina and Oakland.
Against the bottom feeders. And obviously, we know that what's going on in the running back situation there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how long can they keep this up scraping for the wins.
They can't. That's the point. Because
especially when they're looking up at the Arizona Cardinals at 7-1.
Unbelievable run by the Arizona Cardinals right now. Is the best yet to come for them?
I can't count them out. They got, they got Larry Fitzgerald. Obviously, they haven't been going to him as much, but he's still there. Mm-hmm. They got
Andre Ellington.
Yeah, Andre Ellington, and they got another young, talented wide receiver he's been throwing to. The name escapes me at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But so they have the offense for it, and Carson Palmer looks great.
Yep.
And their defense is for real. So
Peterson,
they're not showing any sign that they're going to slow down. With how the 49ers and the Seahawks are looking right now, and what they've showed us in the last couple of games that they've each played, do either of them have a chance of catching Arizona?
So you brought up the San Francisco 49ers. What a disaster last week.
Yeah.
What do they need? 1 yard?
Yeah, they couldn't get that 1 yard.
And Colin Kaepernick's convinced, of course, that he got it, but
everybody knows he fumbled, so.
Correct. So now the Rams... who have beaten Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
They've beaten San Francisco.
Yep.
Are the Rams... I hate to say something so strange, but are the Rams legit? And we were laughing about at the beginning of the year, remember?
Yeah.
It was our first... Sam Bradford's hurt, paving the way for the 49ers. How right we were.
Yep.
You know, in a joke anyway. Yeah. So we've been able to talk about a couple of the teams on a rise already. Eric and I are going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, so stick around with us at Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social. Now, make sure you hit us up on Twitter at Eric and Ted ICS, on Facebook at facebook.com/Eric and Ted.
And our website, ericandted.com.
And look us up on iTunes. All you have to do is go to iTunes.com, search Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
Whippoorwills call, evening is nigh. Hurry to my blue heaven. Turn to the right, there's a little white light. We'll lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, fireplace, a cozy room. Little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Molly and me, and the baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Fireplace, cozy room, and a little nest nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby is three. We're so happy in my blue heaven. We're happy in my blue heaven. We're happy in my blue heaven.
You can't deny the greatness
of Rick Moranis.
Might be the single greatest.
Welcome back.
Might be the single greatest lead-in we've ever had. Welcome back to Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Ted, and we're glad you're with us again. So with this being Thursday night, we do have a Thursday night football game tonight. What do we got?
We got the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, my God.
That's a fantastic matchup. Now, they're both coming off of big wins. All right, the Browns beat the Buccaneers.
Yeah,
Bengals beat the Jaguars. Yeah, great drive by Hoyer.
Unbelievable last play by Hoyer.
Yeah, no, drive. Absolutely. Again, as long as we don't see Johnny Clipboard anywhere on the field, that's a win for all of us. All the fans out
honest
there.
Honest to God.
And Bengals beat up on the Jaguars a little bit. A little garbage time, but beat them by 10.
Yeah, and I know the Jags, they were competitive for a little while in that game, but then they became the Jags. They remember
exactly,
who they were.
Exactly. They remember their place.
Now, the Jags are playing the Cowboys this week, and there's a really funny story came out. The Jaguars...
That's going to be my cheap ticket of the week.
Well, hold on. They got a hashtag going. They're playing in London.
Oh, I saw.
And the hashtag... Wait. Hashtag that the Jaguars took was Jags in... UK.
Wait, no, it's hashtag.
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 Oh, pound
Jags
sign.
In UK. Pound sign. Jags. Pound sign. There's a pound sign when I was growing up. I don't know.
Jags in UK.
Yeah.
And did you find out what the Cowboys hashtag was?
Well, let's think. What would you think?
Cowboys
some with
in
Cowboys.
UK?
Cowboys in UK.
No, Cowboys in UK. It's not
Cowboys in UK. Cowboys and UK, maybe in an ampersand.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean?
The
partnership.
Even, you know, can you put those, like, I see something like that.
What did they do?
They went with Cowboys UK.
Cowboys UK.
Think of that now.
Cowboys UK.
That's just... What if we made that into two separate words?
Cowboys. Cowboys suck.
Cowboys suck.
Correct. Cowboys suck.
The Dallas Cowboys took the hashtag
Cowboys
Cowboy suck.
Suck.
Now,
that's great
do you
stuff.
Know about
Cowboys?
Well, and to, you know, whoever's in the PR, the social media department over there needs to get really reprimanded because a couple of years ago, they lost control of Cowboys.com.
Yes, I remember you talking about that.
And a gay porn site grabbed that.
Yeah.
And so people
and
going
flaunted
to Cowboys,
it around.
Cowboys.com. Yeah. You got to see the Cowboys get really fucked. Not just by Tony Romo's.
Yeah, it's just in a new way is all.
Yeah.
Just in a new way.
Well, the Tony Romo, broken back. Yeah.
Twice over or something.
Probably time to hang it up there, Tony.
For the season.
Yeah.
He's still got like 5 more years left.
No, you know, he shouldn't have had the last 5 years.
Suck.
Hashtag cowboy suck. Really? That's
well,
awesome.
Well, see, it was the person was just hired, the PR person was just hired.
And just fired recently as well.
Yeah. It was actually the same. It was the same person from Walmart in the PR department that put out the fat girl costume section that just got fired.
No,
so that's who they hired. Did it again. Yeah,
really.
Yeah, did you see that?
I missed that.
Fat
one.
Girls costumes and showed pictures of all fat women in costumes.
That's
not a costume of a fat woman, mind you, because that would be appropriate because I'd be calling it what it is.
Yeah, it's a fat girl. Like, costume. Hey, skinny lady, come and be a fat woman.
For a day, because everybody wants to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, so they fired her.
Yeah.
Looking for a job, they hired her, and this was their last chance. This was it for her. This is a big story that nobody's really talking about.
As you know, as we like to say here, it's a logic you can't argue with.
You can't.
So who do you have this week? If you want to talk about that game real quick, I'd love to know who you have this week. And
I got optimistically. I got
Cleveland?
The Browns, yeah.
Really?
I got the Browns winning optimistically.
I have such a... I don't want to say a hard time picking them because...
See, I have a hard time picking Ginger Snap.
No, man. He's the Ginger Slinger. That guy's... He's the lost Weasley brother.
I just don't have a palate for it.
Yeah, right. So,
but boom. Because it's a...
Yeah.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. Right. You are the sorbet to our Eric and Ted's ice cream social. Ted sorbet social. Yeah.
Never.
No.
Never sorbet. No,
because that's what you get.
Take your fro-yo.
At one of Joe Flacco's dairy queens.
I will not succumb to their dairy monarchy.
So, Eric, as we wrap up this week's midweek Eric and Ted's ice cream social, anything else you want to throw in there? Or?
Well... No, I mean, we covered all the games, but I do have one question for you. There's a local newscaster in the area.
I don't even want to get into this.
A certain Gene Valicente.
I want to fist fight that guy.
Yeah,
so
I saw on your Facebook, you literally want to engage in fisticuffs.
I'm a pretty
with Gene Valicente.
I'm a pretty passive guy overall.
Yeah? What did he do to grind your gears?
he's an arrogant dick.
Arrogant dick, yes.
And it goes so far beyond any normal public persona. It's not like I don't want to fight Stone Phillips.
No,
I don't want to fight Brian Williams. Like I don't want to fight Brian Williams. He's cool. Like I could hang with Brian Williams.
Yes,
you know I'd love to sit in a room with Brian Williams and Snoop Dogg and me and just chat. Mm. Like that would be a great dinner. That would be wouldn't that be a great dinner?
Sure.
Gene Valicente, I want to hit him with a brick. And it's one of those things. I think it might be like how snarky he is and sarcastic.
Is it the hair?
It could be maybe as we always talk about. Maybe it's a confluence of events.
Perfect storm of wanting to punch him in the face.
So if you're in New England or particularly in the southern New England area, anytime in the next couple of years or whatever, tune into to this news station. Look at Gene Valicente and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Tell me that the guy doesn't
deserve.
That
is a challenge.
Yeah. Seriously.
Tell us that we're wrong, that Gene Valicente
doesn't deserve
to be punched in the face.
And, hey, do it and we'll send you a t-shirt.
Yeah, we have. Sure.
Why not?
Yeah,
right?
Why not?
We got to get social t-shirts made anyway. It'll kind of put the fire under us to get it done.
Absolutely.
So, for Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
I am Eric.
And I am Ted. And we're going to sign off midweek. And we'll be back Sunday morning. Make sure you start your NFL Sunday morning with us, Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social. Hit us up on Twitter at Eric and Ted ICS.
And our website, ericandted.com.
On Facebook.com/Eric and Ted.
And iTunes, Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was
now,
a chick.
Now, mind you, it's not Ray McDonald's farm, because that's where he just beats the chicks. There,
this chick, she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick, she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro. With a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there, man, this chick had wiggles to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O. The local gentry popped their eyes, tarnation, what a show.
with a gall dang here and a gosh darn there. Heavens to Betsy, I do declare, old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O, there was a barn dance Saturday night. E-I-E-I-O, and the fellas came for miles around.